Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
They wanted me to call them.
You need to file a claim?
Yeah, but we done got the paperwork filled out and something, and they wanted me to call them. So.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
424-768-465.
And may I have your name and your date of birth?
9/14/53.
And may I have your name, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
Hold on just a minute. You want to get my driver's license? You want to know what now? Driver's license number?
Yes, sir. Your name, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
The name is Charles A.G. What they wanted me to call for, that had these doctor appointments. I took a job over to Browns Ferry, and I didn't realize that I had all them doctor appointments scheduled, so I called back over and told them let a young man have that job. Cause I had doctor's appointments, and I had to get my glasses redone and or some more glasses, and now I got to have an MRI and a AEG. So I know that was all coming up, so I thought I might as well let somebody else get it, and I wouldn't have to take off work. Miss no days, you know.
So, sir, have you already filed an unemployment claim?
No, this is a claim I'm filing. I got laid off on August 1st.
Let me see. So you have an active claim already, and it said it was filed on the 7th.
Well, did you file it on the 7th? Yeah. If they called back and said that. Let my wife talk to you.
Okay.
So we got him signed up, and then I did the Sunday. I pulled it up and was doing his weekly claim. And, of course, you know, all the questions, and it wants to know if you refused the job, and he did. He had refused one on the, what was it, the 6th? But anyway, 6th or 7th, I wrote it down. And then when I submitted, it popped up to call this phone number. I was typing in why he refused the job, but then before I could submit it, it was popping up this phone number to call where y'all could talk to him. But he's still on the list at the Union Hall. Technically, he didn't refuse a job. He refused training because we live in Town Creek, Alabama, and the training for Browns Ferry was going to be at Hollywood, which is a two-hour drive one way up there and back for training, and it would be about a five-day training period. And at the time, he didn't know when they were going to send him for his MRI and his EEG. And so that's why he just called the Union Hall when we got home that day and told him just to take him off for that job, but to keep him on the list for something else, you know.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, I don't know if it ever actually submitted or not. You need his license number.
Okay, ma'am. So that claim did submit. It says no actions needed right now, and his claim is active.
It's what? No action needed? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So it did go through, and all he'll have to do right now is just he'll have to do the certification coming up this Sunday.
Okay, do you need his license number? I know we put it in when we first filed, but do you need it again?
Oh, no, ma'am. Like, as long as weekly certification is already done, then he doesn't have to file again until, you know, next Sunday, this Sunday.
Okay. Okay, all right, so we don't file again to Sunday. Okay, well, he got papers that they want copies of his union card, so we were going to get, do y'all still need that, too?
Let me see. Papers. Trying to see. Did he receive anything on the mail requesting those papers?
Yes, ma'am, he got a letter needing, they said they needed copy of his union card to make sure he's active, and they need it mailed within 7 days. They need the front and back of it. So, yes, ma'am.
Front
that
and
was
back.
Mailed. Lord, I can't. We're old. I don't see good.
Let me see. Okay. Does it have like a... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, ma'am. I was just going to ask, does it have a fax number or does it have like a website on it?
Let me sit down where I can see. It's official code, office code. It's got 6001. Date mail was August the 8th. It's got fax to, yes, fax to 334-956-7499 or return mail to, and then it's got the address if we mail it.
Okay, ma'am. So you'll just fax that paperwork into that, to that, you know, you'll just fax that paperwork to that number.
Okay, okay. Well, he's on the city council, so we'll go to down to the city hall and get the city clerk to make copies and send it in for us then.
Okay, ma'am. But since
so
he's
you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am, I said so. I know he's officially entitled to 1 week anyway with him not accepting that. Well, I told him technically he didn't turn the job down. He turned the training down because it was going to be a week. Either stay in Hollywood, like I said, it's a about two and a half hour drive from us. So he would have to go stay that week or drive back and forth. So that was kind of rough. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, it says copy both front and back of a union card showing correct active membership. That's what it's got, number one. So, okay, we'll get that done in a little bit, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. But I was just going to say, since you've already filed that weekly, then you'll just have to file the one coming up this Sunday. And then once you submitted that paperwork, well, the copies of it, then you won't have to do anything else besides continuing to file the weekly certification until he goes back to work.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. You have a good day. Okay.
You too, ma'am. And
okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you both have a great day.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.